First of all, thank you for coming to this media availability. I have a couple of important issues to discuss, but first I would like to talk about crime in the city of Los Angeles while I have you all captive. Violent crime continues to be down in LA so far this year compared to last. Of course, last year was one of the highlights of our existence as a city as far as low crime rates go. Violent crime is down 7.5% so far this year compared to last. Violent crime is not universally down, however. We have two more homicides so far this year than we did this time last year. That's about a 1% increase. But we're still on track to end the year at under 300 homicides, which is what my goal is. Rapes are up slightly, about 5%. That equates to 29 additional rapes. We take this very seriously. We don't have patterns. We don't have a serial incident involved. We look at each and every one of these things in its totality to make sure we can keep those most vulnerable safe. Property crime, the second half of the crime picture we have struggled with all year, as have almost all municipalities in the state. We are down about 0.5% overall in property crime, primarily because we're doing well in burglaries and auto thefts, but the very minor crimes of petty theft and burglary theft from vehicle are up substantially. So we struggle with that. Overall, the aggregate crime picture in Los Angeles is that we're down a little over 1% in total Part 1 crime. And that, of course, is because there are so many more property crimes than there are violent crimes. Okay, secondly, I want to announce that the department is going to develop a set of protocols that will limit the types of crimes for which the department will honor ICE detainers. As most of you know, ICE detainers are a 48-hour hold that's placed on arrestees via the Secure Communities Act that prevents their release from prison and allows, or from our local jails in my case, and allows ICE to have access to them. My intent is to have these protocols in place by the start of the new year. These procedures will eliminate petty crimes such as illegal vending, driving without a driver's license, drinking in public, and other crimes that are similar in their nature from the list of crimes for which we will honor ICE detainers. We will still honor all ICE detainers for felonies. We will still honor all ICE detainers that involve people who are either criminal street gang members or who have criminal histories. These protocols and the crimes that will be eliminated from the detainer list have not been absolutely placed in stone at this point. We're going to have a series of meetings with stakeholder representatives that'll include not only immigrant community, but others, and most importantly, ICE itself, to make sure that we get this right. My intent is that we will have it in place after these stakeholder meetings by the first of the year. What will happen after the stakeholders meetings is we will submit the total protocol change to the Board of Police Commissioners. At the Board of Police Commissioners, there will be an opportunity for public comment before the commission acts or chooses not to act on this. So, well, the question that some of you may ask is why this, why now? Community trust is extremely important to effective policing. For 34 years, the Los Angeles Police Department has been guided by Special Order 40, which states that we are not an arm of immigration, that the enforcement of criminal laws is what we pride ourselves in, not the enforcement of administrative laws. Secure Communities, the federal program that issues these detainers, has a very valid core premise, and that is that you should use the power of the government and the power of the enforcement of immigration to keep and increase public safety. And you should do that by targeting those most serious and violent criminals. Unfortunately, that has not always been the case. And that has eroded this public trust that local police departments, such as the Los Angeles Police Department, so depend on. So it's my intent, by issuing this change in procedures, that we gain that trust back. Now, all of you are well aware that the governor vetoed what was called the Trust Act. You know, the Trust Act goes much further than the protocols that we're going to that we intend on implementing. I believe that that we will strike the right balance in the protocols that are determined by the Los Angeles Police Department. Both secure communities and the Trust Act have an intrinsic value to them, but I think that meeting in the middle, as we intend to do, will ensure public safety in the city of Los Angeles. Some of you may ask, why now? Why not earlier? Primarily, the city attorney has recently issued me an opinion that states in its entirety that the honoring of ICE detainers is at the discretion of the department. These are not mandatory issues made by the federal government. These are discretionary. And the police department, in this case the Los Angeles Police Department, has discretion as to which one of these detainers, if any, we honor. The department also completed recently a six-month study of ICE detainers in the city of Los Angeles. And in that study, I still believe that we need these kind of procedures to ensure that secure communities lives up to its promise. And with that, I'll take questions about this or any other topic.